This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this election is not just an election to form a government, but this election is to make a developed India. In the last 5 years, India has become the fifth largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the election rally in Saharanpur today in support of the BJP candidate from Saharanpur, Raghav Lakhanpal, and the party's Kairana candidate, Pradeep Chaudhary. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also graced the occasion. Akashvani correspondent reports that speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that if the intention is right, then the results are also right. Mr. Modi added that today is the foundation day of the BJP. In a very few decades, a record number of our countrymen have joined the BJP as it has won the trust and hearts of the people. The biggest reason for this is that for the BJP, the nation is first. This is not a slogan, but for our faith. Talking about Vocal for Local, he praised the One District, One Product scheme. Senior BJP leader and CM Yogi Adityanath said that we are fortunate that we have seen a new India, which is becoming known as a global leader. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Pushkar in Ajmer district of Rajasthan this afternoon. This rally is being organized in support of the BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar. This is the third meeting of Mr. Modi and for the Lok Sabha elections in the state. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting today in Jaipur regarding its manifesto Nyay Patra. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leaders Sonia Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi have reached Jaipur to address this rally. Many other senior leaders of Congress, including Sukhjinder Singh Randhawa, Ashok Gehlot, Pramod Tiwari, are also participating in this public meeting. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah and BJP President JP Nadda, wished their party workers on BJP's 45th Foundation Day. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi thanked them for their hard work, struggles and sacrifices for building the party over the years. Congress Central Election Committee held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal were present in the meeting. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will arrive in Kozhikode today to campaign for the NDA contestants in the general elections. He will stage a roadshow in the city this evening. The roadshow will take place from Arayathupalam and Muthukalum in Kerala. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt by terrorists at Sabura Nala along the line of control in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir and killed two intruders. The US is on a high alert and preparing for a significant attack by Iran that could come within the next week, targeting Israeli or American assets in the region, said an official on Friday. The anticipated attack would be in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria that killed one of its top commanders. The UN Human Rights Council has adopted a resolution for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and an arms embargo on Israel. The resolution also called for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in the Gaza Strip. The resolution came as Israel finally succumbed to the unprecedented US pressure and opened new food corridors into Gaza. In hockey, Harmanpreet Singh-led Indian team will begin its five-match series against Australia in Perth from today. Today's match will start at 2 p.m. at the Perth Hockey Stadium. The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over some parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.